Today, Kwadinam, February 9th, our retreat is ended. We had wonderful 2 days. Again, reflecting on what we did and reflecting on what we're going to do and trying to live in the moment. Actually, all we have is the moment. Now the doors of our cyberspace ashram are open, and everybody in 57 countries has one kind of sadhana to perform or another, but questions have been coming in about sadhana. How can I perform sadhana when I'm so busy? The stress and strain of working, and then coming home, and the stress and strain of a family. Or another question, how can I perform sadhana when I'm going to school and my exams? Answering both questions is with a question. What is sadhana? Sadhana is the deliberate control of yourself by yourself. That is something only you can do. The deliberately controlling yourself by yourself, that is sadhana. So there are various kinds of sadhana. Chanting mantras, performing pujas, going on pilgrimages. But basically, your entire life is a sadhana. Let's get our priorities straight. Why do we go to school? We go to school to learn, to graduate, and get a good place in the world because of what we have learned. Make a living, serve the community. You don't go to school to make friends. You don't go to school to have conflicts. You don't go to school to participate in social issues. You go to school to learn, to graduate, and then take what you have learned into one kind of occupation or another, and serve the community. When you are working and serving the community, be a professional. Keep your mind on what you're doing. You do not take employment to have conflicts, mental arguments with your fellow workers. That's not professional. You join some organization or another, some business or another, to serve the community along with everyone else, but keep your independence. Don't tangle with anyone. Now that is a sadhana. Keeping your independence without tangling with anyone, going to school, keeping your independence without tangling with anyone, don't get sidetracked. That is a sadhana which you can practice in the school, in workplace, and also at home. Because what is a home? It's a family togetherness where everyone is helping everyone else. If nobody's helping you, you help them. If nobody's giving you happiness, give them happiness. I hope this has answered these questions. Summary is that sadhana can be performed all the time. Or even when you're sleeping, even in your dreams, you can perform the sadhana of controlling your instinctive mind, controlling your intellectual mind, and that only you can do. Here at Kwadinam, we have a constant stream of guests, which you can see. We try to get pictures of them for you to meet them as well and feel a part of this wonderful spiritual movement here in this small ashram in the middle of nowhere on a little island in the Pacific Ocean. And we're looking forward to traveling to Alaska to open a Ganesha temple with the Hindu community in Anchorage on a big boat. Come on board, everyone. We're on our way for 7 days of getting acquainted, studying together, analyzing together, and improving our lives together from Vancouver to Anchorage, Alaska. That happens in June. I think most of you in cyberspace have received an invitation, and if you haven't, send me your name and address, and we'll see that you get an invitation. Thank you very much for tuning in to our electronic ashram. We're very, very happy that we've been together today and that we have a deeper understanding of how to perform sadhana.